The new biologic, dupilumab, was recently approved in patients for atopic dermatitis 18 years and above. It is, as we mentioned before, the first new biologic in the treatment of atopic dermatitis. It is an anti-IL-4-13 antagonist, so it blocks the pathway of IL-4 and IL-13. It is a sub-Q injection that is given every 2 weeks. It is also additionally now being studied in other age groups, but we'll talk about what we've seen so far in sort of what we've seen for both efficacy in the original pivotal clinical trials.
Let me just describe a little bit about some of the exciting results seen in the trials. The pivotal set of clinical trials were called SOLO 1 and SOLO 2 that led to the approval of dupilumab in adults. These trials were 16 weeks in duration, and everything that was looked at was statistically significant. When one looked at the primary endpoint of the investigator global assessment, approximately 37%, whether they were getting the every week or the every other week 300 milligrams in adults, were found to have clear or almost clear skin. And this was seen in only about 9% of those who were treated with the placebo. When one looks at the EASI 75, the eczema area and severity index, dropping by at least 75% from baseline, we saw this in about 50% regardless of weekly or every other week dosing versus only 13% in placebo. When we look at the numerical rating score for itch or pruritus, and we're looking at least a 4-point reduction, which is considered quite significant, we saw that, again, in almost 40% of those treated with the active medication versus about 11% of those on placebo. And when one looks at that all-important quality of life, which is measured most commonly in adults with what's called a dermatology quality life index, one sees, which is measured in adults in the DLQI, the Dermatology Life Quality Index, we've seen a reduction of a whopping 9 points out of a total possible score of 30, which is huge, as opposed to less than half of that in the placebo-treated patients. So these were very exciting and, as mentioned, led to the commercial availability with the recommendation of a 300 milligram every other week subcutaneous dosing. The other study that I'd like to mention is the Kronos trial, which was the long-term trial of 52 weeks. And in that particular trial, we saw even better EASI 75 scores on an average of 65% achieving EASI 75 in really these groups. And this is because these patients were also allowed to be treated concurrently with topical corticosteroids in this particular study. In addition, we saw a marked reduction in itch, as mentioned before, at least a 4-point reduction in the what's called the itch NRS numerical rating score of 40 or 50% achieving that versus 13% of controls. And then with the Dermatology Life Quality Index, more than 11-point drop as the mean seen in individuals who were treated with the active medication, which is, again, a tremendous improvement in quality of life. So these studies taken together, and then with all the others now that have been reported, really suggest that we've found a targeted medication that can really make a difference in the life of these patients. And I think the other thing to mention about the dupilumab is that it is a medication that really hasn't shown a lot of problems with side effects. Of course, as with any subcutaneously injected monoclonal antibody, there are patients who develop injection site reactions. These are generally short-lived and fairly easy to turn around. But the one side effect that we have seen, interestingly, in about 10%, whether we're talking about adults or in the early studies with children, is conjunctivitis. In studies, we certainly see the placebo-treated groups also having that, because allergic conjunctivitis can be part of the comorbidities that our patients with atopic dermatitis have. But nevertheless, we see about twice as many affected who are not on placebo. And this conjunctivitis of unclear cause could certainly be allergic, but it's unclear what the etiology is right now. Nevertheless, has clearly now been linked to this targeted suppression of Th2 signaling.